Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. This is the special report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on Mars transiting with Neptune through Aquarius and what to expect for each of the rising sign charts. Mars changed signs, entering sidereal Aquarius on November 5th. Mars in Aquarius is the planet of action and results in the sign of social reform and humanitarian acts. Being a military planet, Mars signifies comrades. Aquarius is a sign that sacrifices personal interests for the needs of the group. So, this sounds like a good combination for unselfish, public-spirited actions. But Mars, as the planet of combat, can be too forceful, and Aquarius, being a fixed air sign, doesn't compromise on whatever ideas get stuck in the brain. So, this energy pattern is available to everyone, and what we get is even more partisanship. Now, consider this. Upon entering Aquarius, Mars joins up with Neptune, the planet of dreams and illusions, confusion and deception. This is a rather problematic combination. Neptune, like Aquarius, can be idealistic, but since it's the planet of dreams, Neptune's idealism is divorced from reality. Now add Mars, planet of force and conflict. The result is acting on one's irrational dreams and, potentially, use of force if challenged. And Mars being naturally impatient for results, along with Neptune's imagination, it's easy to see that mistakes will be made. By the way, Mercury will be in a retrograde phase for 3 weeks of this Mars-Neptune pattern, which adds an additional element of non-rational thinking. As Mars moves through Aquarius, it gets closer and closer to Neptune. The exact conjunction of the two planets will be on December 7th at 19 degrees sidereal Aquarius. Thus, as we progress into late November and early December, the problems arising from the Mars-Neptune energy pattern will become more intense. What happens in a person's chart when these two planets team up? Mars energizes whichever house in your chart it is transiting through. Mars is a hot, fiery energy that wants action and fast results. Neptune is the fuzzy planet of dreams and fantasies. Neptune is not rational. Putting the force of Mars together with irrational Neptune can give rise to a potentially dangerous situation. Now I'll go through the zodiac and analyze the possible effects for each of the rising sign charts. If you are new to this video blog, be aware that this is Vedic astrology, which uses the sidereal zodiac, the one you can see with your naked eyes. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, which uses the tropical zodiac, you have to subtract 24 degrees from your Western astrology chart positions to get the sidereal positions. If you are Aries rising, the Mars-Neptune conjunction takes place in your 11th house, where it influences your relationships with friends, associates, and if you have one, your elder sibling. Although the planet of combat is not the best planet for 11th house relationships, the energy of Mars is welcome in this sector for other reasons. Mars is very proactive. The 11th is the house of ambitions and goals. So, Mars helps you to push ahead to get things going. On the other hand, Irrational Neptune is detrimental in this area, manifesting as delusional ambition. Therefore, beware of unrealistic schemes, unattainable goals, and setting off on impractical ventures. For Taurus rising people, the Mars-Neptune combo manifests in your 10th house of career and professional activities, deeds in community, status, and reputation. Dynamic Mars transiting in this sector gives you the energy to take risks in your business or career. But with Neptune here, you have to be careful of acting on your dreams without realistically considering the chances of success. The 10th house is also your relations with your superiors. Mars is the planet of conflict. Neptune brings confusion. So be careful of acting in ways that will cause your boss to misinterpret your intentions. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, Mars combines with Neptune in your 9th house of beliefs, higher knowledge, meritorious deeds, long-distance travel, father and guru. The planet of action in your 9th house of journey makes you eager to take a trip, but since the planet of illusions is here as well, it may be for the wrong reasons. Mars is combative. In the 9th house of beliefs, it impels you to defend your beliefs. But with Neptune here as well, you end up not presenting your thinking in a logical way. Combative Mars, especially when joined with delusional Neptune, is not the best combination for interacting with your guru. For Cancer rising people, the Mars-Neptune energy affects your 8th house, where it can cause a lot of trouble, because this is the house of big changes and chronic problems, including chronic health issues. Mars is the planet of accident and injury. Neptune adds an element of mystery and confusion. Best to be careful. This is also the house of the partner's money and financial arrangements with others. Mars transiting here implies some action regarding finances, but with Neptune here as well, there's something suspicious going on. Leo rising charts have Mars transiting with Neptune in their 7th house. The 7th house is your opposite number. Traditionally, it's the marriage partner, but it also stands for your direct enemy. Mars powers up the house it transits in, therefore giving power to your opponent. Neptune adds in an element of suspicion, even deception. Not a good situation. The planet of combat is not welcome in the house of marital relationship, and Neptune provides the misunderstanding that initiates the fighting. Virgo rising people get Mars plus Neptune, transiting in their 6th house of struggle and difficulties, work and service, competitors and enemies, health and disease. The planet of energy and action is supposedly good in the 6th house for overcoming the difficulty and defeating the competition, but Mars also gives you the problem in the first place. Neptune adds an element of doubt and confusion. Mars transiting in the 6th house of health signifies infections and inflammation. Neptune adds an element of mystery, making diagnosis difficult. Since Virgos tend to obsess over their health anyway, you have to watch out that the planet of illusions doesn't make paranoia the main problem. If you are Libra rising, you have Mars and Neptune transiting in your 5th house, where it affects your love life, relationship with child, your spiritual practice, teachers and teachings. Mars is proactive for romance in the 5th house, but with Neptune here too, you may be misled by your own needs, or worse, by the object of your desire. The planet of combat and anger doesn't help your relationship with your child. and Neptune adds an element of confusion to your attempts to set things right. For Scorpio rising people, Mars and Neptune are transiting in the fourth house of home, home life, comforts and stability, and mother. Mars, the planet of conflict, transiting in the fourth house of domestic harmony, is not a good fit. The Mars need for physical action could be used for home improvement projects, but otherwise it's problematic for relationships with members of your household. Neptune adds the element of misunderstanding that causes the problem and makes the response irrational. Relationship with mother will similarly suffer. For Sagittarius rising people, Mars and Neptune transiting in your third house of making efforts and use of skills and talents. The planet of action is normally welcome in this part of the chart for initiating actions on your desires. But with Neptune here, you have to be careful that you don't make mistakes like setting off half-cocked. This is the third house of familiar people, including your neighbors. Mars, the planet of conflict, plus Neptune, the planet of suspicions and deception, can bring about a problem with one of your neighbors. For Capricorn rising charts, Mars and Neptune are together in your second house of money, materiality, speech, and family relationships. Mars is the planet of action. In the second house, it impels you to acquire that new thing that you have been wanting to buy. Neptune suggests that maybe your need for the new thing is imaginary. Mars, the planet of aggression, transiting in the second house of speech, promotes harsh speech, and, of course, the planet of combat won't help in family relations, especially with Neptune providing the misunderstanding in the first place. For Aquarius rising people, the Mars-Neptune combo is transiting in your first house of self, body, ego, appearance. Mars powers up your ego and gives you physical energy to accomplish projects, so best to have something to do. But with Neptune here, you have to be careful that you are not being unrealistic about your ability to complete the project. Mars transiting in the ascendant sends a direct aspect to your seventh house of one-on-one relationships. Mars puts you in a fighting mood if anyone disagrees with you. Neptune makes your anger irrational. And for Pisces rising charts, the Mars-Neptune energy affects your 12th house, the house of the subconscious, of loss and endings, and hidden activities. Mars, the planet of conflict, is not welcome in the 12th house of the subconscious, causing all sorts of internalized anger, anxiety, lack of sleep, and so forth. Neptune, the planet of dreams, here in the house of dreams, encourages all sorts of fantasies. Traditional astrology interprets Mars transiting in the house of hidden things as an attack from a hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Neptune suggests the enemy may be imaginary. So the problem is, Mars, as a natural malefic planet representing conflict, tends to bring out the worst of Neptune, the planet of fantasies, resulting in anger based on misunderstanding, or paranoia-based anxiety, or even outright deception from an enemy. If in your natal chart you have planets in Aquarius or opposite in Leo, the problems can become exponentially worse. Here's Donald Trump's chart, and we can see that he will be having a rough time of it for the next several weeks. Mars leaves Aquarius and Neptune on December 23rd when it moves into Pisces. And now, before I leave you, let me say that providing you with a weekly astrology lesson does take a lot of time and effort. You can show your appreciation for this work by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or tap the link shown here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks. and until next week.